5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Justin James.
Well, greetings. What a fun week. I tell you, it has been it's been one of those weeks where, you know, things just seems like, you know, all kinds of things just seems to kind of be going problems. And it's been one of those weeks. And, you know, just trying to get through, for me, getting through the semester. And it seems like some days just, it's like, all right, we're going to do this. And then some days we're not. And it just, you know how it is. It's school. And anyway, welcome to the Justin James program. I am Justin James. It is such a pleasure to have you here. And it's such a pleasure for you to allow me to be there with you. And I'm so excited that you decided to turn click on this and to be able to listen to this podcast. As we talk about living with Christ in a Christian worldview, there's a couple of things I really kind of want to just talk about, just a few things I want to throw out there throughout the show. There's a lot been going on in the news lately. Of course, this week on May the 3rd, I believe, we had another anniversary where we celebrated or we mourned and had a chance to remember the victims during the Holocaust. It never ceases to amaze me how human beings can just treat other human beings like that. It breaks my heart. I wish that we would have done more to prevent that. And I'm not going to put on my conspiracy theory hat on that, but I do think that I just wish that we would have done more to prevent it. And we need to continue to do more to prevent it from even in our days, especially when you're seeing some of the attacks that are going on and now focusing on Christians. And if you've seen the news and you see the things that are just, it brings a big sadness to my heart because I don't want, life is so precious. Life is a gift from God. And when another human being decides, I'm going to end a life of another human being, that human being then is actually playing God. And we do things in a way that it's just so, it's sad. It really is. It's definitely murder. Now, I know some of you are probably like, well, what about the death penalty? Well, the death penalty is something a little bit different. The death penalty, God honors the death penalty. If you want to go back and you want to look at it, I believe in Genesis chapter 9, Genesis chapter 10, you're welcome to go back and take a look at what God specifically says about the death penalty and what he told Noah after he got out of the ark. So you're welcome to go back and look on that. Maybe we'll talk more in that and later. But I just want us to just think about the... What is happening in the world? What are we seeing in the world? And I know some of us are probably saying, "Oh man, Christ is about ready to come back." Well, Christ is coming back. That is no negotiable on that. That's what the scripture says. That's what I say. What I lean to. He said he will come back, and I believe him in that. Now I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of end times things because there's a lot of scriptures that back up all kinds of different views on that. But I want us to really focus more on how are we really treating each other? Are we really loving each other? Are we kind to each other? Are we respecting each other? Now, those are good things. We can have disagreements. We can't. But every time I'm seeing the news and I'm seeing what's kind of going on, I'm seeing us, we're not doing any of that. We're thinking, oh, I'm going to love you if you do X, Y, and Z. So now you're putting conditional aspect to that love. Well, why don't you just love that human being just because he's a human being or she's a human being? Now, well, okay, well, let's throw in, oh man, the God is love, and therefore we must love and accept everyone. Well, yes and no. Of course, we need to love every human being because, again, they are a vessel of God. They are a creature of God, and God created them. In Psalms, it says that he knitted them in their mother's womb. So he is the creator of life. No dispute on that. But if they're going to act a certain way and they're going to continue to do and live a certain way, a path, I can still love them, but I can disagree with them. There's nothing wrong with that. And for me to say, hey, because you're not loving me. No, actually, because I'm telling you the truth, I'm loving you even more because you, I don't want to say though, if we're living in sin and through sin, and we look at the aspect of sin and we see how sin is literally like a cancer. Some old theologians even describe it as a sickness. It's a sickness that we have within ourselves. It's something that we cannot heal because it is part of our, unfortunately, it's part of our making, not because God gave it to us. It's because we are cursed through the sin of Adam and Eve. And so when you look at that and you see how sin works in our life, sin is a sickness. And only through the redemption power of Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, and him shedding the blood on the cross, and us accepting that, are we able to fully be healed within the sin that we have, or at least we'll be able to start understanding what true forgiveness is. We understand what it really means to have an intimate relationship with Christ. And then we have what we call the Holy Spirit, who comes. Now, I'm a believer that when the Holy Spirit's the one who saves you, he's the one that presses on your heart and pulls you to Christ, and he's the one that says, you need Jesus. Now, of course, we say that through our lips, but it's the Holy Spirit who presses on their heart. And when you lead people in Christ and you see that over and over again, you realize it's really not me. Yes, I'm doing the work of an evangelist, but it's the Holy Spirit who actually saves the people, who actually points them and really puts them in the midst of Christ. But, so we're saved. And we're saved, we have the Holy Spirit, and we see, we have this, through him, we know what is truth, we know what is false, because we're through the word and through the text and things like that. And so when somebody's living in a different reality or in an area of sin, we call it out. It's not us being mean. It's actually us being loving. And for us people to get all upset about it because you're like, oh, you're not accepting us. You're not loving us. You're da, 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 da. Well, actually, no, we do love you. We accept you as a human being. But do you accept yourself as a human being? Do you accept yourself as somebody who is created in the image of God and truly understand his purpose in his life for us? Well, some people have a problem with that. Some people don't want to do that. Some people argue, no. Hey, that's on you. That's on you. We can talk more about it. We can examine more about it. We can look at all kinds of different fun things and how we want to explain what truth is. Because truth is the most really, really what's really important. Yes, love is important, but we love through truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am truth. Yes, he loved us because he died for us. Of course, we know what love is because of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But the point about all this is that do we really, really know how to reach out and really pour into other human beings? And I don't think that some of us do. I think that we struggle with that. I think that when we look at the Great Commission, the Great Commission, and we look at what Jesus said in Matthew 28, he said, go and make disciples. But are we doing that? Are we really focusing on the aspect of disciples? There's a few things I want to talk more about this, but I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. So don't touch that button, dial button. I don't know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Justin James Show. If you need that aerial photo, there is no one else to call but O'Madden Aerial Photography. They are able to take stunning photos or videos of your place of business, home, worship, or just about anything you can think of. They are highly professional, and they use state-of-the-art drone technology. Realtors love aerial photography because they are able to show the entire house to their clients. And churches love to be able to see their whole building that the Lord has provided. Whatever your reason, now is the time to call 972-834-4890. That is 972-834-4890. Or check them out at omaddenaerialphotography.com. O'Madden Aerial Photography, the finest in the air. Justin James.
All right, well, we're back. So again, we're just talking about the idea of loving each other and how it's kind of an important thing. It's something that I think that we definitely need to think about. It's something that we need to purposely think about. How do we love one another? How do we care for one another? And so before the break, I mentioned, we talked a little bit about the concept of the Great Commission to go and make disciples. And I wanted to kind of springboard off of that because I want to talk to you about something in during this segment is, first of all, are we being true leaders? And because if we're training people to do certain things, if we're training people to be a good leader or a good leader in Christ, as somebody who can articulate the gospel and somebody who can pray for one another. And I'm not talking about pastors. No. I'm not talking about them. Now, yeah, a lot of pastors listen to the show, and I appreciate that because and I hope that you share this with people. And again, if you got a question for something, email me, justinjamesshow@gmail.com. That email's for you. It's not really for me. It's there for me to answer your questions. It's there for me to communicate with you. And it's there to, you know, a way that we can talk about things. And because I do pre-recordings, it's hard for you to call in the show. And I get that. I wish that there was a way that I can not do pre-recordings, that we can do things more live. But sometimes we just unable to do that because of my schedule and the things it's to be able to come here and to do these shows. But I do it because I love you, and I do it because I love to have fun with you, and I love to enjoy, and I love to talk about things that are probably things we need to talk about. But I want to talk about this aspect real fast. When we look at what it means to make disciples, first of all, I think that we need to evaluate what a disciple is and through the whole concept of that. So for example, a disciple is somebody who wants and desires to learn and grow in the things of Jesus Christ. Now we're only talking about Christian side. There's different types of disciples. Or for my Star Wars friends out there, Padawans. If you don't know what a Padawan is, it's okay. But if you are a Star Wars fan, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And by the way, this last week I got blessed. I shared this on Facebook, but I went to Jimmy John's, and this is not me trying to promote Jimmy John's because they don't pay for advertising on the show. But if they did, great. But they don't. So what happened is that I went in to get a sandwich, and of course, the place makes only sandwiches. But anyway, they were there and they were talking about the new trailer of the new Star Wars movie that's coming out. and they were talking about who was possibly driving the ship in the very opening scenes when you have Rey standing on this desert place. We don't know if it was her home planet. We don't know if it's Tatooine. But anyway, it was desert. And she, apparently at the end of this trailer, this aspect of this clip, is she literally does like a front flip over this ship that's flying and with her lightsaber, and it was so cool. Okay, if for all your Star Wars people, it was cool. Well, but it showed hands in a glove, and the people in the back were arguing, "Oh, it was Kylo Ren! It was Kylo Ren!" I'm like, I said, wait. We don't know if it was Kylo or not. I'm not going to speculate it was Kylo because we don't know. It could have been just some other pilot. We don't know what's going on. And they were so impressed with my just interfering, first of all, just jumping out there, they decided to give me free lunch. Yes, that's right. They gave me free lunch. So I was like, cool. So it pays to know Star Wars. Okay, so if you don't know what Padawan means, maybe you need to go and take a look at it. It might actually help with some of the vocabulary that we use on the show. Okay, so what a disciple is somebody who wants to learn and grow in the things of Jesus Christ, right? That's the important aspect of it. But how does someone become disciples? And this is something that I've actually spoken about and I've talked about, and I've really been a huge advocate within in different churches and how we look at that. Discipleship is not necessarily in the classroom. And in fact, I think that we view discipleship as just a way of saying, hey, we just want to be put in the classroom here. And we're going to teach them all of these great theological terms. And when they walk out, they're going to be wise upon wise upon wise. Okay, that's good. I'm never going to dispute education because I love education. I will never dispute that. However, is it? Is it only that? Is it? No. Discipleship, if I recall, especially in scripture, is where you would meet one-to-one, or you would meet with a group, or maybe 1-3. Well, that's what Jesus did. He had his core group, and then through his core group, he had the other 12. So he had a small circle, and then he had a bigger circle, and then he had a bigger circle. And Robert Coleman talks really good about, at least in the evangelism side, when he talks about the master plan of evangelism. Great little book. Pick it up. But the discipleship side is actually on the other side of the coin of evangelism. So when we talk about evangelism, and pastors, if you're listening to me, if you're talking about, hey, we need to do more evangelism, we need more missions, we need more this, we need more this, we need, absolutely, amen, brother, amen. But here's the problem. What are you going to do for the discipleship side on that? Are you actually going to go through and disciple them? Are you actually going to go through and work with these people that you want to bring to Christ and share the love and the gospel with them? That's the fun thing. Well, yeah, of course they can come to our church. They could come and they can sit in the pew and they can hear. They can hear great teachings and sermons and worship and all these different aspects of it. Can they? Of course they can. But is that what discipleship is? No. And I'm going to just say no. And again, if you disagree with me, don't just scream at the radio. Email me or the computer or wherever you listen to this. Just email me at justinjamesshow@gmail.com. And tell me why you disagree with me on that. Now, there's an aspect of discipleship going to church. Absolutely. No dispute on that. I'm not going to argue with you on that. Going to church is part of that. But discipleship needs to be more intimate, just like you do in evangelism. Now, this show is not really about evangelism. It's more about discipleship and training and leadership and different things like that. That's kind of where I'm going. But at least I was trying, but I guess I'm going to take more into discipleship. So, but it says, go and make disciples. He didn't just say, go and make Christians. So again, how do we make disciples? Well, the timeline is, let's say, I'm going to use, who am I going to pick on? Okay, I'm going to pick on my friend Joe. Hi, Joe. All right, Joe. I'm just going to pick on Joe. Joe is not a Christian. Hang on, Joe. I'm going somewhere with this. Don't get mad at me, okay? Hang on. I'm just using your name as an example, not you, okay? I'm just going to use the name Joe, okay? I'm going to get it. Just, you know. All right. So this guy named Joe he's not a Christian. And I go to Joe and I sit down with him and I lay out the salvation plan. I lay and say, hey, why do you need Christ in your life? Why are we sinners? Why do we need to come and we need to repent and we need Christ in our life? The Holy Spirit works on him, works on his heart. He comes to me and says, I need Jesus. Great. He does what we call the sinner's prayer, you may want to say. Okay, so he says, okay, Lord, come into my life. He does what this thing of sinner's prayer. And he becomes a Christian because he believes in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay, or pretty much the Apostle Creed. So, or 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So he comes and now he's, okay, great, I'm a Christian. Now what? The Holy Spirit's filled in him because I believe that the Holy Spirit fills you. Again, I'm not going to, that's okay. Email me and we'll talk about it. But now what do we do with him? What do we do with Joe? What about Joe? What about Joe? What do we do with him? Usually, 9 times out of 10, we grab him by the hand and we say, okay, great job, Joe. We pat him on the, you know, we pat him on his hand, we pat him on the back. Yay, Joe. We celebrate, we clap, we're all excited. He gets baptized, he gets dunked in the water, he comes up. You know, man, it is a exciting thing for the church because we have a new member now in the church. We have a new Christian, we have a new believer, heaven is rejoicing because of Joe's profession of faith. And I'm going to tell you, it is the greatest honor to lead someone and to help them understand who Christ is. It is the greatest honor. I'm not bashing that at all because I really want to get into the discipleship aspect. But what do we do afterwards? What do we do afterwards? Hey, Joe, guess what? I got a new group that we're going to put you in. We call it Sunday School. What's Sunday School? Well, we're going to come to Sunday School. We're going to go and you're going to be able to learn some things about scripture, which is great. I love education. I'm not bashing none of these aspects. So please understand, I'm not bashing anything. I'm trying to make a point here. The point is is that discipleship? No. It's part of it. Yes. It's part of him learning and growing and nurturing within the church. Yes. That is important. But that's not necessarily discipleship. What is discipleship then, Justin? When Joe has a problem and he calls a brother at night, is somebody going to answer? Do we take Joe out and get a cup of coffee and do we spend time and actually live life through Joe? How many times have we been in Joe's house? One of my biggest mentors, who will be on this program coming up soon. We're just trying to get our schedules adjusted. And he told me something that was so profound the other day, or a long time ago. And it rings in my ears. He says, you really want to show somebody that you really love them? Sit on their couch. He said, a lot of pastors now these days are not sitting on couches. Let that sink in for a second. Are you going to people's houses? Are you talking? Are you interacting with people? Are you living life through with them? That is a sign of a true person who cares about discipleship. Now, I know that our schedules are extremely busy. My schedule has been incredibly busy in the last month. That's why it seems like my podcasts seems like they're stagnant. And I'm sorry for that. But my intentions of doing this podcast is to help people think and help people realize and say, hey, is there a better way? I don't know all the answers sometimes. But I care enough to through this microphone to help pour into you and help you think about things that probably need to be thought about within the scriptures. To bring on guests to talk about things that are important. That's why I do this show. And I love doing this. I love talking with you. Because I love you. And I'm sorry that I can't be on your couch. I wish I could come over there and I wish I could sit down and we could sit and we could talk about life. And we can. And if you email me and I'll meet you somewhere. And we'll talk if you want. I'm here for you. I don't do this just for me. I do this because I love you. And this is a way that I can help minister and help with discipleship. And my friends, I do that with. And the people that I love and the people that are close to me and the people that I meet, I try as much as I can. But pastors, leaders of churches, are you sitting on people's couches? That was so profound to me because wow. Are we living life with people? And the half the time, and I'm not saying there's pastors out there that do a really good job and they're really passionate and they pour into people. And there's people out there that do that. So again, if you're one of them, you're awesome. But ministers who aren't doing that, and I'm not just talking about leaders in the church. No. I'm talking about you. Are you pouring into someone? Are you discipling someone? Are you teaching them how to love people? Are you teaching them how to accept people? I'm going to tell you, your job and our job is I have somebody that I'm a Padawan to other people, the people in my life. I have people that are above me that I literally am getting poured into. And through that, I turn around and I pour into other people too. And then those people then pour into other people too. So you are constantly being discipled or you're discipling someone else. The question is, are you in that chain? And most of the time we say, no, not. I don't mind going and sitting and hearing a good sermon. I listen to sermons on the radio. I listen to your podcast. I get all kinds of biblical. I read books. I read all that. That's great. And that's great. I love knowledge and I love people pouring in and I love education. I love preaching. I love hearing sermons. I love hearing my friends preach. I love these things. But at the end of the day, are you pouring into somebody? Are you really helping someone walk in their life with Christ? You can only answer that. And that's a question that I have to ask myself every morning. Am I helping someone better their walk with their relationship with Christ? Am I pouring into people, not for my sake, but for Christ's sake and for their sake? Interesting stuff, huh? And this is an aspect of what a Christian leader should look like. This is kind of the tip of the iceberg. Now, I'm probably going to do some more stuff in Christian leadership coming up a little bit more later because I want you to think about some things and I want you to just think about that for a second. And this all started because of Wednesday. Wednesday, I was helping at my church. I was helping out with a luncheon where high school students would come and eat lunch for free there at the church. And we're talking about high school students from all over the place. And I had an opportunity. I was at a table. And at this table, I had an atheist, I had a Muslim, and I had a Hindu. Now, for somebody who, like me, who loves and studies apologetics and loves to study theology and loves evangelism, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was good. What we call is, I was in the, I feel like I was in the Super Bowl. Okay, but you get the idea. It was like, oh, all the training and all the things that I've done in my life has literally helped me get me ready for this moment. And they were all asking very deep theological questions. And the one thing that I got hit with was, why doesn't Christians love me? Now, why doesn't Christians understand me? So that's why I'm talking about that, because it kind of brought up some stuff. Because they're not being trained. They're not being trained. I go on Facebook and I see some of the comments that I see with when they're talking about Muslims from Christians. It breaks my heart because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They're throwing the whole baby out with the bathwater. And I have friends that are Muslim, and we talk about life and we talk about the hard stuff, and we disagree. Definitely, we disagree fundamentally on some things. But because we learn how to love each other, we're able to get along. In fact, I might actually, I don't know. I'll see if you, I might actually bring them on. I don't know. It would be a very interesting show. But the point, what I'm saying is that I understand because I took time to study and understand where they're coming from. We immediately just cannot just throw things out. You know what I'm saying? We can't just, oh my God, you're Muslim. No. No. That's something that I learned when I was in Israel. I learn more, and this is why I love cultures and I love about worldviews, because when you learn and you understand worldviews, you understand how to be able to connect with people. And when you learn how to connect with people, you learn how to love on people. You learn how to help meet the need for people. You learn how to be able to ultimately point them and walk them with Christ, walk with them in Christ. Do we do that? No. I can probably say that maybe about maybe a handful of people, probably I'll say 50% say no. I'll say no. Maybe even higher. We don't do that. We just don't do that. We immediately say they need to assimilate to what we need to be in, and therefore we don't need to assimilate to what they need to be in. That's a danger thing, because guess what? We're not going to be able to come to the table and talk things out. And I'm going to tell you, here's the crazy thing about this. Go back to that table, and I'm my time is almost up here. All three of them. Of these individuals, of these teenagers who are seniors, by the way, they're graduating. This was the last time they will probably ever set foot in a situation where they can talk with a Christian. I mean, I pray that this ain't the last time, but this is it. They asked very, very fundamental. This is they've never heard the fundamental aspects of Christianity. But one thing they were intrigued was, because they kept on asking questions, they wanted more. Because I took time and I listened to them. They listened to me. And here's the cool thing about it. We had fun doing it. We were laughing all the way through this whole thing. And it was so fun. because they get to talk about something they're passionate about. I get to talk about something I'm passionate about. And I was able to connect the roads with them. And it was amazing. And I can literally, I can see the Holy Spirit working on them. And that is a very humbling thing. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. And again, you're always welcome to do that. You can also click on the link through Anchor and you can donate a monthly thing. If you want to do that, I would really appreciate that. That will help this podcast go more worldwide and we can be able to spread some of the things here. And again, I'm here for you. So any questions, justinjamesshow@gmail.com, justinjamesshow@gmail.com. As always, the email will be on the bottom. Until then, go reach, teach, and love someone.
Justin James.
We'll talk to you later.